again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 4th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of humorist Roy Blunt Jr., born in Indianapolis, 1941. Grew up in Decatur, Georgia. Most recent book, Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, came out this year. The novelist Anne Rice, born in New Orleans, 1941. Her first novel, Interview with a Vampire, became a cult classic. Now the first volume in Rice's Vampire Chronicles series. It's the birthday of Edward L. Stratemeyer, who was born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1862, one of the first writers to capitalize on the new market in children's literature. He figured out that his books would sell better if they had recurring characters, so he created one series after another, The Motor Boys, The Outdoor Girls, The Bobbsey Twins. His work was so popular he couldn't keep up with it himself, so he created a sort of a fiction factory with dozens of writers banging out dozens of novels under various pseudonyms. Stratemeyer wrote the outline for each book and made sure that each one had exactly 25 chapters and that every chapter ended with a good cliffhanger. His most popular series was The Hardy Boys, and then Nancy Drew. His syndicate ultimately published more than 700 book titles, and it still sells about 6 million books a year. It's the birthday of the journalist Brendan Gill, born in Hartford, Connecticut, 1914, wrote for the New Yorker magazine for more than 60 years, fiction and essays and criticism. Brendan Gill, who loved his job and loved New York City, he said, "You feel in New York City the energy coming up out of the sidewalks. You know that you are in the midst of something tremendous, and if something tremendous hasn't yet happened, it's just about to happen." He also said, "Not a shred of evidence exists in favor of the idea that life is serious." And it's the birthday of Damon Runyon, born in Manhattan, Kansas, 1884. Started out as a newspaper man, made his breakthrough as a fiction writer during the Prohibition era, writing about gamblers and bookies and fight managers and bootleggers and gangsters in New York City. He wrote semi-fictional sketches of real people, gave them names like Dave the Dude, Harry the Horse, Nathan Detroit, Benny South Street, Dream Street Rose, Big Julie from Chicago, and Izzy Cheesecake. He helped popularize the slang of the era, in which a woman was a doll, and a gun was a rod, and money was scratch, and people didn't die, they croaked. His short stories, collected in books such as Blue Plate Special and More Than Somewhat, but best remembered for the characters in the musical Guys and Dolls, based on several of his stories and characters. Damon Runyon, who said, "Sell your cleverness and buy bewilderment." Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, a section from his Pictures of a Gone World, number 22. "Crazy to be alive in such a strange world, with a band playing schmaltz in the classic band shell, and the people on the benches under the clipped trees, and girls on the grass, and the breeze blowing, and the streamers streaming, and a fat man with a graflex, and a dark woman with a dark dog she called Lucia, and a cat on a leash, and a Pekingese with a blonde baby, and a Cuban in a fedora, and a bunch of boys posing for a group picture. And just then, while the band went right on playing schmaltz, a midget ran past shouting and waving his hat at someone, and a young man with a gay campaign button came up and said, 'Are you by any chance a registered Democrat?'" Section number 22 from Pictures of a Gone World by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, published by City Lights Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.